Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, the editor-in-chief of Total Retail, and I'm excited to be joined on this episode by John Arnold, who is the executive director of marketing at Bridgestone Retail Operations. And we're going to be talking to John about some exciting news from Bridgestone, the relaunch of its Tires Plus brand, a brand refresh, as well as its Hibden Tires Plus brand. So we're going to be talking to John about that exciting news. So thanks for joining me on today's show, John.
Thanks, Joe. Glad to be here.
So I think a lot of people are probably familiar with Bridgestone, the brand, maybe less so the retail operation. So tell us a little bit about Tires Plus, as I mentioned, and then Hibden Tires Plus brands and how they kind of fit into the overall Bridgestone organization.
Yeah, Joe. So yeah, like you said, a lot of folks know Bridgestone. You might know us for golf as much as you know us for tires. But we also own the Firestone tire brand. And that is a big retail chain, Firestone Complete Auto Care. That's part of our retail network, which is Bridgestone Retail Operations. Collectively, it's the largest company-owned service provider network in the world. We have more than 2,200 locations. It's tire and auto service centers all across the United States. So Firestone's in there. You mentioned Tires Plus and Hibden, which we're talking about today. And then Wheelworks out in California are kind of those brands that we operate.
And tell me a little bit about your background, how long you've been with Bridgestone, a little bit about, I mentioned your title, Executive Director of Marketing, maybe a little bit about your role as well.
Yeah, totally. So I manage three teams, a brand activation team who is responsible for some of this change that we're talking about, a customer experiences team, and a customer insights and analytics team. And really together, you know, we help manage, really it's the relationships between 17 million customers and 21,000 teammates in our stores as they work to take care of people's cars each and every day. And yeah, I've been with Bridgestone about 6 years, almost seven, really focused on our digital experiences and our web properties and all of that. And obviously with, I'm sure everyone in the retail industry has felt how much more important those things have gotten in the wake of COVID and the pandemic and the recovery from that. And just, yeah, the overall digital experience is really where I got my start and background working in agencies and the music business, working actually in music retail distribution there back in the day. So retail's been in my blood a long time.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So excited to talk about the news from Tires Plus, the brand refresh, as well as the Hibden Tires Plus brand refresh. But let's kind of go back and, you know, before you started that process, as you thought about why the need for that? What was the conversation like in terms of, okay, let's move forward with a refresh of these brands?
Yeah, so it's funny. My background in the digital experience for us is part of that reason. And maybe to go back even further, we'll go all the way back to 1976, which is when Tires Plus was first founded. It was actually founded up in Minnesota, outside of Minneapolis. And that was an individual store that now there's 400 locations across about half the country, with 5,000 of our teammates working there. So 1976 is really the reason, Joe, to get to the bottom of it. That was a brand that was started back then. It still felt very 70s. It's not purple like Prince in Minneapolis, but it's yellow is kind of the thing. And a lot of that really just did not translate into a digital world. And it was pre-internet, obviously. And so looking at how the brand could really stand out differently in today's world, that really started the journey. But we'll talk more about it, but just, you know, people know Tires Plus, they trust it if they're, mm-hmm. if they're customers of it. And we didn't want to change it too much, but we wanted to give it kind of that modern feel to help it really stand out in the world and really imply more about what we do, which is the plus. It's tires and plus. Tires is a good chunk of what we do, but we do a lot more on cars each year.
And to your point, John, stand out more in a digital world, an increasingly digital world that we've seen that's translated to retail for sure. So making that kind of, 1976 is nearly 50 years ago. So becoming a little more modern with the look and feel of the brand to better connect with consumer without losing that, trust and authenticity of the brand, right?
100%. Yeah. It's what does a consumer expect? You don't go drastically change a donut shop's brand and logo. People know what a donut shop needs to look and feel like. Tires and donuts have more in common than just being round. You know, it's a dependable thing people know and expect certain things out of. So we wanted the brand to evolve, but still be something that people felt was familiar and trusted. But yeah, like you said, 50 years is almost upon us for these brands. And, we want to make something that can live to that next 50 year milestone for us and really be around for the future. And the current logo, let alone you couldn't read it on an iPhone to save your life. It needed to stand out to show that it was something that people could rely on for the future as well as for the past.
Yeah. So you've talked about the customer a little bit. I want to, as you're going through this kind of refresh process, there's a lot of probably collection of interesting data and talking to your customers. How did the feedback that you're receiving from your customers, the data that you were collecting, impact kind of your decision and how you were going to go about moving forward with the brand refreshes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the customer is absolutely at the center of what we do. I mean, we're non-traditional retail in the sense that everything we do is customer service, right? We certainly sell products, but they're not products that you consume. They're on your car, and it's more about how we help take care of your car and those sorts of things. So getting it right for the consumer and really reinforcing that trust was critical. So lots of consumer surveys, consumer interviews, sitting down with our customers and our teammates really too. I think that's another point. But in the data that we got, you know, there's a lot of trust and support of Tires Plus, and that brand matters to folks. That it's a brand that one of our taglines is that at Tires Plus we put you in the driver's seat. It's about, you know, helping you make good decisions for your car and all that. So giving people that seat at the table, quite literally, was important for folks, that they felt like we were still there for them. We were going to be with them for the road ahead. Lots of car puns in our business, but having an opportunity to make the logo feel and the brand really feel more unique and modern was an opportunity. It didn't feel like it was one that was going to be around and be on its way up as a brand with some of the feedback that we got. So certainly thinking about that modernization. As Bridgestone, our parent company, is really focused on becoming more of a mobility solutions and more of a modern technology provider. How can we do that? But again, kind of that keeping that memorability and that reliability of like, oh yeah, that's my trusted shop that I've been going to my whole life. That was certainly important for the process.
So that process, I'd love to learn a little bit more of the internal process of Bridgestone retail operations in terms of this refresh. So it sounds like you have a team that has kind of worked, maybe kind of the leading kind of point of contact here, but I'm sure there was others involved, and talk a little bit about how that collaboration between different teams and different voices within the organization come together to push this process forward. To, you know, I think that's always a something our audience is interested in, because, you know, those internal kind of change isn't always easy sometimes, but necessary in a lot of cases. Talk a little bit about kind of the internal process for moving this refresh, into action.
Yeah, awesome question, Joe. And you're right. I mean, we have a great team on our brand activation team supporting this, and certainly some brand agency partners and signage partners to help us with the actual nuts and bolts of this. But the real change really started at the teammate level. So I mentioned we've been around, Firestone Complete Auto Care is almost 100 years old. Tires Plus is almost 50. We actually have celebrated folks within our stores who've worked with us 30, 40, 50 years, taking care of people's cars each and every day. And those folks have a lot of pride in the organizations that they work for. You know, Firestone has this amazing legacy in America. And again, Tires Plus has been around so long. Bridgestone acquired them in 2001. So if you think people have worked with us 30 years, they've worked at a Tires Plus before it was part of Bridgestone, the parent company, and all that. So a lot of ownership in the brands themselves and what they mean. And they put on that uniform each and every day with the logo right on the shirt, right? And so they have that feeling of ownership. So I think the most important part of that was, in addition to that consumer feedback and input that we talked about, the teammate perspective that the people who run this business, because that really is what we sell each and every day, is those people's expertise to our customers, getting their input on this. And the most proud moment for our team, great folks like Catherine on our team who really helped us with this, was seeing those teammates who've worked with us for so long put on that new uniform and see that new logo. And we did a photo shoot with a bunch of those folks and just seeing how excited they were and how they felt proud to put that on. And, emphasizing that change was something that they were a part of and that they felt heard and that they felt like they were coming with us on the journey. That was the most important part. And so certainly we have a big rollout plan of, yeah, it's the uniforms, it's the website and media and social media and all those other things, the exterior and interior signage and all that. But getting the teams in the stores excited about it and aware of it and feeling proud of that change, that was job one for us. Sure.
Yeah, I want to follow up about the marketing strategy behind kind of the refresh in a second, but I want to kind of dig into that team, the teammate that's at the store level, because they're really the face of the brand, right? That's who your customers are interacting with on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
So getting their buy-in is critical. What are you hearing from them about, the results of the brand refreshes? What are the changes they're hearing? What's the kind of messaging they're hearing, the feedback they're getting from customers? And what are you hearing more at a corporate level as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the main thing, at first there was actually a bit of relief because, you hear a refresh or a brand update and people are thinking, oh no, what's going to happen? It's owned by this Japanese company. And mm-hmm. what are we, Bridgestone is known for all these things in the world and, performance and innovation and quality and all that. And that's super important for us, but Tires Plus also has a special place in its communities, right? So keeping an anchor in that was their first thing. So I think a sense of relief that we didn't drop all of that the things that make the store special and trusted by all these customers each and every day, that has been retained. So I think that the first thing was relief. And then just a sense of that sense of pride, or just I feel good about, again, putting that uniform on and standing in front of the sign and going back into the shop and taking care of folks, that people felt like, yeah, that is something I feel proud to wake up every day and put on and embody. And like I said, it's the face, right? So that has been tremendous just to see their feedback. And then, from the customer side, seeing that it's still an inviting place, it still feels comfortable and familiar and known to them. They feel like they're going to be well taken care of. I think that's feedback that we've kind of heard, certainly. From a corporate perspective, Bridgestone has a wide global retail footprint and obviously works with thousands of tire dealers for Bridgestone and Firestone across the world. So thinking of Firestone Complete Auto Care and Tires Plus as two of the most important assets in the retail portfolio that we have globally of 6,000-7,000 locations, it has led the charge of what that localized but strategic brand presence can mean. And I think definitely has a place in the global footprint of Bridgestone as we continue forward. And so embodying tires, but that it's the plus, right? We're a tire company. Tires is only about 35 or so percent of our total business. Everything else is around the service that we do for our customers' vehicles. And so knowing that Bridgestone has designs to become more of a solutions company and more focused on software and technology, our retail stores are paving the way of that. They're already down that road taking care of people. So it has a really strong place in our future. Sure.
Yeah, and that's a great point. As you think of expanding, categories, and tires still critical core piece of the business, but there's other services that are offered within those retail locations, and making that known, and which actually leads in a good segue in terms of the marketing. And that's where I imagine you and your team are tasked with kind of getting that awareness of, yes, we have tires. That's the bread and butter of the business, but we also have all these other services and ancillary items. And so talk a little bit about communicating that brand refresh to consumers and what it means from the marketing side of the business, as well as creating that awareness around some of those other services that you talked about, John.
Yeah, absolutely. So Tires Plus also has a sub headline that is Total Car Care. And so I think, for both Tires Plus, Total Car Care, Firestone Complete Auto Care, both of those talk to, really enveloping a vehicle, being there for everything a vehicle needs. So part of this is that evolution of vehicles are getting a lot more complicated. There's a lot of technology in them these days, and there's a lot of computer systems and the like. And so evolving what total car care means, and that evolution of, yeah, no matter what your car needs, be it the old days of oil changes and tires, the new days of EV batteries and camera adjustments and calibrations, those sorts of things. We've got you covered, no matter what that really looks like. And so really communicating that both in the, I mentioned the you're in the driver's seat to help with choices, but it's also another line for this refresh is around that plus, the tires plus isn't everything that we do. So it's about a little bit of extra service, a little bit of extra choice, a little bit of extra care and consideration about everything your car needs to be running its best. And ultimately that being up to the teammates in our stores, helping to guide the customer to make the right decision for them. Because reality is your car, anybody's car, needs a lot of work on it at any given time. You know, there's lots of things that need repair and maintenance, but choosing what's most important and what fits your budget and all those sorts of things, that's definitely part of this. So rolling all of that out in a simple and relatable way, improving some new video and social campaigns, better kind of 3D animations around our vehicles and things. But you said it before, the human representation of our brands is our store teammates. And so including them in what we do and having them be more involved in the marketing, as well as that kind of communication to really drive that trust and emotion, you know, for the brands.
Yeah. To kind of take it back to where we started, is vehicles become more technical and all the modern solutions in today's cars that weren't around when Tires Plus started, reflecting that through the brand imagery, through the brand messaging, becoming a more modern technical, you know, look, makes a lot of sense, because that's kind of the, you know, not only you're serving the customer, but also the cars are kind of your customer as well. The vehicle totally is your customer. So it's, you're serving multiple entities there. My final question for you, John, is, you know, if I could say to you, in an ideal world, what does, you know, from Bridgestone Retail Operations perspective, what would the result of these brand refreshes mean for the Tires Plus and Hibden Tires Plus businesses? What would your answer be to that?
Yeah. I think the main thing is just to remind folks that we're going to be there with them. And another car pun, right? It's on the road ahead, right? What's ahead of them for their future? Tires Plus is still going to be in our communities and serving folks like we have for 50 years. We want another 50 years ahead of us. And that, again, we're going to continue to be adaptable to those changing needs. And as the world keeps moving in that more exciting place around autonomous vehicles and other places like that, that we're ready, but also that just we're a relatable brand and can balance that kind of community service with modern services for our vehicles and like. And I think your point around the teammates and the customers and all that, I think that's also the balance and the relationship between those is super critical for us. Is we're also looking for this to be an employer of choice and a place that people want to work, and that this is a great career that people can have. And there's a growing notion of no collar or blue collar work versus, you know, the traditional white collar and college paths. And these stores are great places that people can have wonderful careers and be part of their communities in that way. And that's not going anywhere. You know, that's not a job that AI can take or be outsourced in that sense. So having that be something that people can build a career around, and again, be proud to kind of don the uniform every day. That for me is just as important as taking care of all those customers.
Yeah, making Tires Plus a more desirable place, not only for your customers, but also your employees, those manual laborers every day that are coming and working in your locations, you know, obviously a critical piece. Well, John, I want to thank you for taking time to join us on today's episode of Total Retail Talks. Again, for our audience, this is John Arnold, who is the Executive Director of Marketing at Bridgestone Retail Operations. Thanks for the time today, John.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. This was fun. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcasts for show notes.
Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.